The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to take it one week at a time here. We'll see how this week goes. And, you know, really where we're at is, you know, it's been a while since he's played football here. And he's done a phenomenal job along with our trainers of getting back to now where he can get back out there. And really just take it one day and one week at a time. And those guys are going to reassess towards the end of the week and see where he's at and then what the next week may hold for him.
Here's Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott talking about Matt Milano. The Bills have opened up his 21-day practice window. We'll get more on that when Sal Capaccio joins the show tomorrow. Very excited for that. I have positive feelings, that he could play in the San Francisco game with the Bills playing Kansas City this week. We already know he's out for this game. Bye week next week. I have a good feeling about San Francisco, but we'll see where Sal sits on that again when he joins the show tomorrow. Let's get connected to our Fan Zone, brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Kind of the question of the day, has the Bills-Chiefs regular season matchup lost its luster, or is it still the game of the year contender for you? I know for me personally, and me and Josh were just talking about that in the last segment, it sort of has. It's becoming this, you're just waiting to get this game over with to meet them in the playoffs. And that's what it's become. You're waiting for the Bills even to just beat the Chiefs in the playoffs. Pepe kind of says the same thing a little bit, though, different. It's still important in regards of seeding. However, I don't think I feel any different when it comes to a possible game in the playoffs, no matter if they win big or lose big in that regular season game. Yep, I don't. And that's a big thing, too. Even if they lose this weekend, it won't move me nearly as much as maybe some other losses would. Not even saying, like the Baltimore loss. I think a lot of us took away maybe way too many takeaways from that game, or what have you. Or a really, you know, crappy loss. Jacksonville, the Urban Meyer year, where you're just kind of left jaw on the floor going, what just happened? With this Chiefs game, it'll be like, okay, you know, pick yourself up, get healthy, we'll meet them again in the playoffs. There won't be this definitive feeling of, yeah, they can't get past them. At least for me, there won't be this definitive feeling of they can't get past them. Likewise, if they win, it won't be they've got them. I've moved past that feeling because they've done it before. They've beaten them before. And ultimately, they've missed in the biggest moments, whether it be 13 seconds. Last year, the Bass miss didn't really play into it all that much. They had to do a lot to get back in that game. It's much more like the Diggs drop and what have you that ultimately kind of sealed it for me. HC tweets in, it is entertaining, but it is just another game. The only one that matters is in the playoffs. Win or lose in the regular season, use as a learning tool for how to play better in the playoffs. Nothing but a Super Bowl matters. And I think that is somewhat of the curse of being a good team who has not gotten over the hump. I'm feeling it this way too this year. They're 8-2. It's their best start since what, like the 90s?
And 93.
Yet, 93. And yet I'm sitting here going, yeah, but. Yeah, but. And I didn't do that for a lot of like their first years. You know, 2020, just every win was just euphoric. And it was a drug that I just couldn't get off of. And a lot of that was just because you lived through the drought for so long. This is the first time I'm seeing a team that, like, by week 4 or 5, I just expected them to win. And that was a foreign feeling to me. Now it's not. Now even them playing, you know, their C game against Indianapolis, it wasn't surprising when they won. I didn't have this jubilation when they won. It was like, oh, all right, good. On to the next. You know, it's like the West Wing. Miss Lanningham, what's next? That's what it is for me now. It's maybe not healthy because I know Bulldogs talked about this a lot too, mainly with the Stabers, but the Bills have been dragged into that as well over these last few years of you want to enjoy the regular seasons. You don't want to all of a sudden look back and go, oh man, I didn't really sit and enjoy it. I was constantly looking forward to the playoffs. I personally haven't been able to do that though. I have now become, when's January? When's February? I'll enjoy the first few weeks when the season gets started, but then like every injury also mounts up of just don't be season ending. Don't be an injury that is going to change the dynamic of how the playoffs are going to go. Matt Milano, for me, the best news was not that he was going to just play it all this year. It was more like, hey, he'll be ready before the playoffs start so that he's ready to go by the playoffs, all things go well. Same with the Keon Coleman or Amari Cooper injury. You know, a few years ago, I'd have been freaking out that just they couldn't play in a game or two in a row. Now I'm sitting there going, no, get them healthy. Get them healthy, and then we'll worry about everything afterwards. This team can win without them. It may not look pretty. It may look awful. But, yeah, we'll figure that out when we get there. Joshua has a little bit different take. Nope, I just want to crush the Chiefs and take away their perfect season. I think that's fair. I think that is definitely fair. Of just I want to be a pain in the you-know-what to them anytime I can be. I think that's a very fair feeling, especially with the perfect season. I will tell you, though, it's a lot like the 2020 Steelers, and I am now comfortably comparing the Chiefs to that team. I do think the Steelers are on a different level, though, of bad when they were undefeated. The Chiefs are not there. But for me, that was frustrating when Washington had beaten the Steelers just before the Bills had played them. And it was like I wanted to be the team that took that away from them. I wanted to be the team. The Bills ultimately still beat them, and it was sort of like a definitive, all right, yeah, this team is not as good as we all maybe thought. But I wanted to be the team that would ultimately do that. Johnny tweets in, I care more about being healthy for the postseason. It's kind of where I'm at a little bit too than winning this game. We need to beat them when it counts most. And so, yeah, I know the Amari Cooper thing has kind of gotten weird too, and McDermott hasn't really helped by not necessarily giving away a ton of details, but seemingly every time he talks about Amari Cooper, it is a little weird. And, you know, the pain tolerance thing, you never know. He's in a cast, so I feel like it's a little bit more than pain tolerance. Like, he's not catching footballs. I feel like it's more than just pain tolerance. But, yeah, for me, I've seen what this offense can look like now when all those guys are healthy. So, for me, it's just get those guys healthy. And that includes now Kincaid on that list. And included Shakir a number of weeks ago of, I just want to get to a point they're healthy moving forward so that in the playoffs, because that's been a big thing, a massive thing for the Bills the last few years is the playoff injuries or the injuries they've just accumulated over the year, whether it be Matt Milano and Terrell Bernard are both out against the Chiefs, whether it be all the way back in 2020 where Cole Beasley's basically playing on a broken leg and Stephon Diggs, I think, also had to have surgery later that offseason as well for an injury he had obtained. They've dealt with so many injuries for so many playoff runs, they just run out of guys. Now, last year, coaching decision, I know me and Sneaky Joe agree on this as well, I would have much rather had Dorian Williams play than A.J. Klein at linebacker. I also, though, can kind of get to this point. I don't know how much it would have mattered at the time. Dorian, I think, was great, it was a great athlete, but I don't think he was going to be able to truly stop Kelce or stop what the Chiefs were able to do.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But we'll see. We will see now this year, I think, in terms of what they're going to be able to do. They don't have Matt Milano. Again, Terrell Bernard's healthy. They're getting healthier at some key positions. They're not at others. And that's, yeah, for me, is it's, I guess, maybe also tough to get up for this game, too, is just knowing you're wounded. Where in years past, you maybe haven't been in the regular season, you have been, though, in the playoffs. And for me, that is maybe the biggest thing. And it's also why I do look, though, at the one seed. And that's the one thing that really is getting me up for this game is the battle for the one seed. Because if you get that, the idea then of having a bye week, another week where these guys can just rest, you know, recover, what have you, or another week where they maybe weren't going to be able to play in the wild card game, but they can in this game, or there's no opportunity for them to get hurt in the wild card game. Terrell Bernard last year, you know, there's no opportunity for that. Instead, it's just, you know, it's a, I don't know how they necessarily practiced that week, but I'd assume in a nice week of practice into the divisional round. That's where I'm at with them. But I totally agree, though, on Joshua's point. I can totally understand it. Just wanting to crush them and take away that perfect season. But as Josh pointed out in the first segment, too, looking at their schedule, especially the way they're playing, Pittsburgh and then at Denver might open up room for that perfect season to get kiboshed later, but it would be nice for that to be on the Bills' resume. Let's go to the phones here. We've got Kathy on the line. Kathy, how are we doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing very well.
So I don't think the Chiefs have the same urgency this year because, I mean, we already have the East, that's for sure. Getting the one seed is a pretty big reach, so it really doesn't matter hugely if we win. But and I don't think the Chiefs are as good as they've been in the past years. But what I really want is I just want to pummel them. I just want to kick the snot out of them. You know, like kind of like the first Miami game where it's just one touchdown after the other after the other. And I just think that would feel so good.
Kathy, I think you're on something there with that, too. And thanks for the call. That might be also another win that would maybe move me to just like have just the you-know-what grin on my face for a few hours is you just embarrass them. That Mahomes throws like three picks. You return one for a touchdown. They can't stop the run game or you know, big plays are happening. And you're just like, yeah. Like this one's going to sting for them for a while. It's something, I mean, I've still got the game from last year on the TV. I just really enjoyed like how mad they were last year. That barely cared about us winning outside of like, ooh, the playoff hopes are still alive, but like there were still 7-6 at the time. The biggest thing for me was, man, look how upset Mahomes is. He's so angry. He's so upset. I enjoyed that. Andy Reid, the same thing. And kind of watching him step in it a little bit, that was fun. And that could be something too of like just a win here. Maybe not necessarily anything like that, but a win where ultimately they're just not competitive. That all of a sudden, all of these one-score games and these dashes and of you know, stealing victory from the jaws of defeat, what have you, it finally comes back to roost for them, and they just get blown out. That I would enjoy. But I'll tell you, I still get back to probably that same feeling of, but they've got to beat them in the playoffs because they're going to the playoffs. They're undefeated up to this point. It would take a historic collapse in which the likes we've basically never seen for that to happen. And Kathy, you brought up a good point too, and maybe this is actually playing into my feelings as well, is just how uncompetitive the NFC or the AFC East is. I think that might be something too of just there's not even a division battle that I'm watching where it's like, no, you need to beat the Chiefs just to stay alive, to keep pace with a Jets or a Miami. Like last year, that played into it. Yeah, I think the thing I most enjoyed was afterwards and how upset the Chiefs were. But again, like I said, them being 7-6 and still alive in the playoffs, that was huge. That was massive. And then you start to see the fall of the Dolphins. But maybe that is playing into it of just the AFC East is just a non-factor. At least this year. I will tell you, I am watching the Patriots with growing interest every single week, mainly just through the play of Drake May. He scares me. I think a lot of us who listened to me during the draft know how I felt about Drake May and how I felt about the Patriots getting him. I was not thrilled about that by any means because I do like him as a prospect a lot. But they're a few years away. It's not going to be, you know, next year or even this year. It's not going to be the two final regular season games. And maybe that is playing into it where now it really has just become looking towards January. I know you're going to be one of the top four seeds. Which one are you going to be? I know we're going to get another AFC East title. Now I just want to know who we're hosting for round one for the wild card, if not the division. I don't think it's totally out of reach, though, Kathy. I think if you beat Kansas City here and looking at the late schedule for them, for the Chiefs, I mean, they maybe could pick up another loss or two where all of a sudden now that tiebreaker plays into it. Likely that happens? No, probably not. But I think it's still a possibility. Bo tweets in, will and should be a good game. I just want to see Buffalo beat them in the playoffs. I've seen Buffalo beat them in the regular season. Short, sweet, and to the point. I think it's right. At least for me, I think it's right. It's where I'm at. I've seen them do this. I've seen them win in Arrowhead. I've seen them blow them out in Arrowhead. The rain delay game from a few years ago. I've seen them just blow them out. Look like definitively the better team. But every year in the playoffs, I mean, you know, Kelsey, maybe it's the perfect example there. Kelsey all year just looks like a shell of himself. Doesn't look good at all. And then the playoffs happen and he pops off. And you just have to watch and go, great, of course it's against us. Of course it's right now. Where the rest of the year, he couldn't do anything. And then all of a sudden, he's back to his old self. He's sort of getting there this year too. Where, you know, to start the year, there was this feeling, maybe he's sort of falling off. Here we go. You know, this is father time getting him. He's sort of picked it up again this year. Just want to get his game logs for this year to kind of go through that. But because they've been dealing with a lot of injuries, these last three games, 12 targets, 10 catches, 90 yards for a touchdown against Vegas. 16 targets, 14 catches, 100 yards against Tampa. And then 12 targets, 8 catches, 64 yards, and a touchdown on Sunday against Denver. He's also had some other games in there against the Chargers, 9 targets, 7 catches, 89 yards. New Orleans, 10 targets, 9 catches, 70 yards. I mean, he's somewhat back, and it's frustrating. Yeah, I'm, you know, glass half full kind of guy, you could probably sit there and go, well, you know, maybe not. Maybe he's, you know, using up everything now because they need him, and then come the playoffs, you know, the wear and tear drags him down. But you look last year in the playoffs too. And even the three games leading up to it, he was inactive week 17 in their win against the Chargers. But those three games leading up to it, 7 targets, 5 catches, 28 yards, 7 targets, 5 catches, 44 yards, 4 targets, 3 catches, 16 yards. And then game against Miami, 10 targets, 7 catches, 71 yards. Against the Bills, 6 targets, 5 catches, 75 yards, 2 touchdowns. Baltimore, he's perfection, 11 for 11, 116 and a touchdown. And then in the Super Bowl, 10 targets, 9 for 93. It was just like, oh, come on. Like another thing that just happens, and you're like, great, great. But maybe they're having to use him too much here because they're not getting anything out of Worthy. Rashee Rice is obviously out for the season. Hollywood Brown may miss the entire season, but that's another thing I've been thinking about for the playoffs is they're going to get Hollywood Brown and Isaiah Pacheco back here relatively soon. Hollywood Brown, they're hoping for the playoffs. We'll see if that even happens. And then Pacheco, I think within the next 2 or 3 weeks, they'll end up having him back. But there's a lot to this game that I think is only really playing out in the future over the next few weeks. You know, if the Bills lose this week, it's a foregone conclusion. The Chiefs will get the one seed. The Bills, though, will likely have one of the other four seeds. And how the AFC North is going and the AFC South in general, likely the two, even with losses to Houston and Baltimore. And I will still argue till I'm blue in the face, I want another shot at either of those teams. Both teams healthy, I want another shot. Because I think the Bills have found their passing attack. They just are getting hurt just as they found it. And then with Houston, I just don't think that team's good at all. The Bills had no wide receivers. Allen goes 9 for 30, and it took a late-game decision for the Houston to get that win. I think if the Bills have Cooper, even just Cooper and Shakir, I think that they win that game pretty handedly. 803-0550 is the number to call. Coming up in about 15 minutes, Paul Hamilton, though, we'll join the show as the Sabres lost yesterday to Montreal 7-5, ending a 3-game win streak. But perhaps maybe the biggest news, something we won't really get until later this afternoon either, the health of Tage Thompson and Matias Samuelsson. We'll get his thoughts on yesterday's game and also the previous few games as well. It's been a little bit since we've talked with Paul. We'll do that at 11 o'clock. Zach Jones, Josh Schmidt here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. This is WGR.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.